Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Final half hour of Grant and Danny. 106.7 The Fan. Chad Dukes versus the world at 2. Just 25 minutes away if you're just joining us. Thanks much. You miss Ryan Wilson or Chris Russell going around the NFL or talking Redskins with us today. You can grab the podcast at grantanddanny.com/audio. You'll also find yesterday's interviews with Kirk Cousins and a 25-minute exclusive detailed conversation with Robert Griffin III. That Robert Griffin III.
Yeah, not the other one. That one. He hasn't spoken to anybody in some time about anything. He's been sort of cryptically tweeting about crossing guys up in Estonia at a YMCA or whatever their letters are for a YMCA. Hasn't really done what he did for a long time and did it yesterday.
I actually went to George Mason University with a guy named Robert Griffin. So it's not that one. It's not the guy who I went to Mason with. It's the real Robert Griffin who was on the show. Phone lines are open. We want your calls on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Today's the trade deadline. Who would you move? And give us a realistic offer of what you would try to trade that player for. Danny, go first.
All right. So in order to do this, you've got to be willing to understand that you're going to get worse this year, probably. But this is for a build. I'm looking at their salary cap situation. I'm looking at who they may lose anyhow. They don't want to get in bidding wars for a lot of guys. Somebody that I think has had his stock increase, somebody that I think is playing good football for them, and somebody that I think would be in demand is Bashaud Breeland. I like Breeland. I think he's going to be a good corner. I think he is a good corner now. You've got Kendall Fuller. You've drafted Fabian Moreau, who at times has looked a little lost, but that's what rookies do. He's been great on special teams. It's time to have the next wave of guys step in. You could get an asset, I think, for Bashaud Breeland. I bet you could spin him for a middle kind of round draft pick. Even though he was in the last year of his deal, presumably send him to somebody that would be interested in signing him long term. You could get maybe a third rounder, I think, for Bashaud Breeland. So secondary help is always in demand, especially guys that can play some press, get up in your face in cold weather. I think Breeland would be that guy. I think that's maybe one of their more attractive trade candidates that, yeah, you got worse because you lost Bashaud Breeland, but it might also help you down the line.
I like that. I would trade Sua Cravens if he's available to be traded.
If you're allowed to do that immediately.
I think you could get something for him. I think he would probably end up being a contributor on whatever team he goes to. He can still play. He's very young, and he's got a lot of upside. And I just think that he probably nets you back more than anything else you would move today. You don't need to keep him because you're not getting anything from him. By the way, Monte Nicholson has proven he's a decent player in the secondary.
He's fine.
That's a guy that looks like he could be a starter for a few years for you at the same position as Sua Cravens. So I don't need Sua Cravens. It's not that I have a surplus at that spot, but between Swearinger and Nicholson with the depth I can add over an offseason, I'm set. I'm okay there. I will move Cravens and get something for him. That's what I'd like to do. Now, what can you get? Maybe it's a third or fourth round pick. Maybe it's a fifth round pick. Probably more likely a fourth or fifth rounder. I would do that. Maybe it is a sixth round pick and a blocking tight end who will never catch the ball, who's the third or second tight end on someone's roster who's 6'6 and 260, but who blocks his butt off. I would love that. They get no blocking from their tight end position. It's part of why they can't run the ball. And right now, Niles Paul is hurt, Jordan Reed is hurt, and Vernon Davis in his 30s is the only healthy tight end you have. That's the kind of deal I would be looking to make today. Let's go to Alan in Landover on Grant and Danny. Alan, it's trade deadline day. We're having a little fun on the phones, taking people's suggestions, calls on what the Redskins should try to pull off.
What's up, guys? I think we should trade Terrell Pryor. He needs a change of scenery, and other teams would want him just because he's so massive and he looks great coming off the bus. I would trade him to the Colts for Dante Moncrief, another expiring contract, and also throw in a conditional fifth rounder that can drop to a seventh rounder if he doesn't get at least 400 yards.
I like that.
And also, please, God in heaven, get us a blocking tight end. We're wasting our great offensive line, and we just need somebody that can at least just stay in front of their man so our running backs have a chance.
Appreciate you, buddy.
I love that call.
The problem with flipping like a Pryor for a Moncrief is I'm not sure what the incentive is for the Colts because of the expiring contract. Now, Moncrief is a free agent as well. But again, why would Terrell Pryor give you any kind of a discount? I guess if he goes there and has a little bit of success and you feed him the football and you just say, well, we're a bad team, so you'll get 12 targets like you did for the Browns, and you can catch 7 passes and drop 2 every game, and that's going to be okay with us. By the end of the season, maybe he signs on for 4 years and $29 million or whatever it is to stay around there. But I just don't know, if I'm Indy, why I take Moncrief, not that he's good, but a guy that's less productive at the position this year, and I flip them. Maybe it's just your change of scenery thing where you're going, well, it's not working out here for Moncrief. We'll bring in Pryor. Also, Moncrief's a kid still. He's 24 years old.
Yeah, I think he's got some upside. He's that in-between size, not a big receiver. He's not tiny. He's not a, you know, I don't know, like a Darren Sproles in the slot, but he's not huge. He's kind of the new age of, you know, quick Jamison Crowder kind of clone type receivers. I think he's a good young player who I'd love to have in the fold. I like that better right now, at least for the moment, than the lumbering receiver that doesn't seem to get open on the outside. But maybe that's a bias of who's here now for the Redskins.
I actually tend to like the idea, though, in general, of a trade of Terrell Pryor. The problem is,
what value does he have
you
now?
You bought this house when the market was soaring pretty decently, and you didn't pay anything for him this offseason. But, I mean, you had pretty high expectations. You're trading him at a point where you're, what are you getting back? A 6th or 7th rounder? Is that really worth it? I think there's way more upside in keeping Pryor and getting 3 or 4 50-yard receptions the rest of the season, getting 2 long touchdowns out of him. Not that that's a safe bet by any means, but it's certainly a legitimate possibility the way he runs. I mean, it takes one time getting open and a ball hitting him in stride. Next thing you know, he's got his first 100-yard game.
And everybody's celebrating.
That's a better possibility than flipping him for a 6th or 7th rounder that becomes something.
What about this one? This has been floated by a couple people, and I don't know that I would hate this because I really like this player, and I would love to see him out of San Francisco. Carlos Hyde has been mentioned a couple times as a potential target for the Redskins. Now, his deal, I believe, expires at the end of this year as well, so it would be a rental, but I think he would dramatically upgrade the running back position here in Washington. I've always thought he's a lot better than maybe the industry does. I think he's had a rotten situation just in terms of, you know, quarterback play around him and how you can load up, et cetera. I think he's every bit as good as a lot of guys in this league, and I think he'd be better than anybody the Redskins have. But you probably wouldn't have to give up too much because, again, it's a short-term deal, and he's got some mileage on him, so maybe you wouldn't want to sign him for a long-term thing. But maybe a 5th or 6th rounder for the next 8 games of Carlos Hyde. Would you hate that?
A little bit, yeah. It's a position that doesn't matter that much on a rental in a season that looks like it's not going to matter that much.
So it's pretty much giving up a draft pick right now for you is off the table?
Well, no, but if I'm giving up a draft pick, I'm getting controllability. I'm only giving up a draft pick for someone who will be here beyond this season. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say this. You can bolden this and kind of underline it. If I'm giving up a draft pick, the player I'm acquiring had better be under contract next year. If Carlos Hyde was under contract for one more season next year, I'd give you a 4th-round pick for him, maybe. I actually think that guy's really good. I'd have to think about that. 5th-round pick, definitely. He's better than Rob Kelly. He's probably Samaje Perine plus some, and he's better than Samaje Perine. And, I mean, we know what they obviously think of Mac Brown, who's no longer on the roster.
He's on someone else's team.
This past weekend. Where'd he end up?
I saw this. Was it Minnesota that picked him up? I think I saw them claim Mac Brown off of the old off-field free agent.
Is he on the P squad or is he on the 53?
I think he's on the 53. I could be crazy pants, but
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, please look that up. I think it was Minnesota that I saw.
You got a trade for us? We'll tell you if it's worthwhile or not to look into. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on deadline day in the NFL on the Fan. Hey, guys. It's Grant Paulson from my buddy Jerry Mannix. His team, Mannix Heating and Cooling, pros in every aspect of their game. So clean and respectful in your home. Their product knowledge is second to none, especially when it comes to Mitsubishi Electric equipment from installation to service. Mitsubishi Electric is a cooling and heating system. More efficient, no tedious, expensive ductwork that can cool or heat a room in your house. And with the winter coming, you know that freezing cold room that you've got. Maybe it's the basement. Maybe it's a sunroom. My dad had one. Not any longer. You can control your system remotely with a smartphone or a tablet. Mitsubishi Electric's advanced technology gives you the most efficient, reliable way to cool or heat while cutting up to 30% off your energy bill. That's against the traditional HVAC. This is a no-brainer. And Mannix Heating and Cooling is the best way to get it installed into your house. Jerry's a stud. Call him. 703-777-9211, 703-777-9211, or go to ManixHVAC.com. Tell them Grant sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.